blues and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Praise the Lord. This is Archbishop John Wayne Manning, Senior Pastor from The Omega Church International Ministry, located in Oakland Park, Florida, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. We are a non-denominational Christian church for all nations, inviting you and your family to listen to our broadcast held every Saturday at 1:30 p.m. on WCNO, the Good News Station.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 763-8333. You won't be disappointed.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We can't be normal Christians anymore. Just living our life apathetically, passively going, well, I'm a believer. I'm going to show up and do my duty. I may get down there to church on that. I got to show up at least once a month. They'll think I backslid. Those days are over. Amen. You're going to get left behind. Amen. The rapture will come and you will be left behind. Are you hearing me this morning? Amen. This is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to help you. God wants me to be normal. God wants me just to be normal. He doesn't want me to be over the top. I want to be over the top. Did you know it's normal to get a divorce when everything goes wrong? That's normal. Amen? Rather than work your way through a conflict and try to fix the marriage that God put in your life until you get healing and an answer, the normal thing is just to get a divorce and split up. Did you know it's normal to live from paycheck to paycheck? Come on now. And wonder how you're going to make it through? That's normal. Huh? It's normal to get even with people that are always trying to get even with you. It's normal to hate other people. It's normal to carry offenses and get offended when somebody's done you wrong. That's normal. Amen? Let me ask you this. How's normal working out for you so far? How's normal getting it done? We've seen a divorce rate in the church as high as the divorce rate in the world. Because we want to be normal. I ain't got to live that way. I ain't got to. Yes, you do. You got to grin and bear it and get in faith and live the life that God called you to live and stop running from it. Amen. You can't be normal anymore. Normal days are over. Amen. Normal ain't doing it for most people today. So I'm not interested in something normal. I'm after something that's different. How many of you want something different this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm after something that gives me hope where there seems to be no hope. Amen. I'm after something that makes a way in my life when there doesn't seem to be a way. I'm after something that'll open up doors where there's been walls. I'm after somebody that's going to create miracles in my life when it doesn't seem like the next day is going to make, I'm going to get through the next day. Because normal ain't cutting it, baby. We need church unusual, not church usual. Normal church ain't doing it. Come on, somebody. Normal church ain't doing it. It ain't working out for most of us. You know, I want to be a part of a life of a church that wants to tap into a new dimension and go to a higher place and realize things that have never been realized before because we just so madly in love with Jesus.
because we recognize and realize who he is and what he's done in our life. And we haven't become so passive and so down in life that we can't even manage to pull through to the next day. Nobody wants to wake up one day and their life be over and go, wow, is that really what my existence was all about? Did I miss it? A lot of times we spend more time and energy trying to condense the service down to 60 minutes so we can get in and out of church real quick, but we'll get uptight over a movie that we just spent $12 on that only went an hour and a half and think, well, man, we should have been at least 2 hours long. That was fast, and what a waste of money that was. But man, come 11:30 and we start getting antsy in the seat. Getting hungry. Come on, somebody. I love for the Super Bowl to be 4 hours long. I love to go to football games and watch football games. And, you know, we go to a football game, we'll get there early for a football game. Won't we? Come on now. Huh? But I want to show up 20 minutes late for something that's going to change my life for eternity. Huh? And get me in and out in 60 minutes, Jack. Because after all, I'm busy. I got a lot going on in my life. I got this to take care of and that to take care of. And you didn't, come on, y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. I ain't trying to put judgment on you. I'm trying to help you. Because we get in this thing of living this way and we never live victoriously. We live a victim's life. Hanging on. And most of our prayers become crisis prayers. We only call when we got a crisis. We only pray and cry at the altar when we're going through a hard time. Come on, when was the last time you really prayed and cried at the altar? Was it when you were going through something, or is it because you were so madly in love with Jesus? Was it because you had a tragedy in your life, or was it because you were so madly in love with Jesus that you just couldn't wait to get into his presence? Well, you know, God's so busy. He's just got so much going on. Look at what he's taking care of every day. You know what? He is taking care of everything. He is making it all work. But you know what? All you got to do is mention his name. And he's right there. Even if you haven't loved him right, he's still right there. If you whisper his name, he'll show up on the scene in the middle of your trouble. Somebody here this morning ought to recognize that he's God all by himself. He don't really need anybody. We just need him. Isn't that right? And he's worthy of your life. And he's worthy of your time. And he's worthy of your energy. And he's worthy of your thoughts. He's worthy. I said he's worthy, ladies and gentlemen. God is worthy. Listen, I'm not trying to sell you on long services this morning. That's not what this is about. We're not going to increase our service time after today. Don't worry. Okay? I'm just saying this normal thing ain't working. The normal thing ain't working. So the question is if he did it all that for me, is not my love for him so great that I'll allow him to take the things out of my life that are not pleasing to him? Will I really allow him to work in my life? Which are, by the way, the things that are not good for me. How many know he really wants that stuff out of my life? Because he loves me. And because he loves me, he's patient with me. And because he's patient with me, he gives me joy even when I don't deserve to have joy. Oh, he's so good, isn't he? We get this mindset where we want, well, when we get Washington straightened out, we're gonna get Fort Pierce straightened out, we're gonna get the Congress straightened out, the House of Representatives. We got to get all these things straightened out. The government's a mess. The state's a mess. State House a mess. Everything's a mess. And then God says, okay, let's get your house straightened out. I go, hold on a minute. I'm not ready to get my house straightened out. I'm very busy, God. I'm doing my best. I need a little bit of grace here and a little bit of mercy here and grace here. Just give me a minute. And by a minute, we mean like a couple years. How many know judgment begins at the house of God. It starts right here. It starts right in my heart, and it starts in your heart. Romans 12:11 said, here's what he said. He said, this is what I want you to do. I don't want you never to lack. Never be lacking in zeal. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Never be lacking in zeal. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So let me ask you a question. How close do you feel to God? How close do you feel to God this morning? Touch somebody next to you and say, how close do you feel to God? Because what happens is what starts out in most of our lives as an incredible experience when we get born again and we have this wonderful thing of, God changed me, God saved me, and we're all excited. Over time, it begins to lose the excitement. And the excitement of our salvation experience begins to die. And on a daily basis, we find ourselves becoming more and more passive about our relationship with the Lord. And we end up living a life with a few highs and a few lows and a whole lot of the mundane. But we're saved. We got the up days and then the down days. And then we got the middle of the road where we're just walking through the mud. And we've lost our zeal. And you know what happens? We become negative. We don't see what God's doing anymore. We see what the devil's doing, and we begin to talk about the work of the enemy.
Well, I just don't know how you're going to pay the bills. I don't know how you just, I don't. And
then pretty soon you done talked yourself right into the ground.
I can't even sit in church anymore.
Well, what's wrong with you? Whew. Where have you come off the track? Are you in love with Jesus? Huh? How many of you ever found yourself having to fight to make sure you didn't lack any zeal? Anybody fighting sometimes to make sure you don't lack zeal? Because if you are, that means you still got a little bit of passion for the Lord. The passion really hasn't gone. Sometimes we got to fight to keep fervent. Everybody say fervent. That word in the Greek literally means boiling. You ever put water in a pot and put it on the stove and turn it on high, wait a few minutes, and it starts just rolling over itself. It's boiling. Do you know that's the way God wants you to be in your spirit about Him? Amen. Boiling hot, baby. When people touch you, they go, ouch. Yes. Ooh, what was that? Boiling hot. Somebody say fervent. He wants us to be at a boiling point for Him, and not just some days, but all days. All days, amen? And you know, in the Old Testament, when they built the house of God, the Bible says that God told them to build an altar. They built an altar, and then He said, now, step back from the altar. And then how many know when they stood back from the altar, God sent fire from heaven and lit the altar? He lit the altar, amen? God's the one that lit the fire. So listen to me. God will not let you kindle your own fire. Did you hear me? He will not let you kindle your own fire. In fact, if you study the Old Testament, He judged people that tried to kindle their own fire. He didn't like it. He said, I'm the one that starts the fire. He said, what are you saying? Well, this is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is God won't let you just live in hype. God's not going to let you live a pretend Christian life. Come on now. He's not going to let you just come in here and sway to the music and get a few goosebumps and get a good emotional thrill, run up the back of your leg and try to live off of that for the rest of the week. Amen. That's really not what church is supposed to be about this morning. Amen? Amen. He said, I'm not going to let you turn the passion of God into something that you can create on your own, where you just get some emotional high off of being at church. Do you know that's what's happening across this nation and thousands of churches all across this country this morning? People just getting all worked up in emotions. Amen. And then they walk out the door and walk right back into the same mess they come out of. Amen. Mm.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM, To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
When you look at the average family calendar, it is overwhelming. It really is. But here's the problem. Without a healthy conversation, there can be no healthy marriage.
Learn more on the next Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
Heard Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO, the Good News Station.
Of tinsel and holly, ice on the windshield, stars in a black sea, on a winter road, flurries of snow, I'm ready to go. Past farmhouse and pasture, our voices together rise to the drumming of big rigs and trailers, long hours to daylight, a rumbling bus, our bed and our board. Heavenly Father, remember the traveler, bring us safely home. Heavenly Father, traveler, bring us safely home, safely home. In towns off this highway, the people are kindly open to know me, but dear ones are waiting. My heart is aching this frozen night. I am ready to go. Heavenly Father, remember the traveler. Bring us safely home. Heavenly Father, remember the traveler. Bring us safely home, safely home. I long for my family and friends to remind me of where I have been and where I us safely home. Heavenly Father, remember the traveler, bring us safely home.
I wish we would. yet known, but long awaited. Holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. We're now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile fingers sent to heal us. Tender brow prepared for thorn. Unto us is born, unto us is born. So wrap our injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our side. Rob our sin and make us perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God, welcome to our
This is WCNO on